good morning or afternoon, wherever you happen to be, whatever time you happen to be listening. Welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, 20th of August, 2025. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's always good to be here with another. This is a pre-Gawler Show version of Looking Back, so who knows what it might hold today. I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Oh, I must mention that we are in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Cultural Heritage Research Centre, where we have Les and Jill and Julie working in the background very quietly, tapping away, adding documents and recording information on a database so that it's accessible to people worldwide. They'll know what an amazing collection is held here in the Research Centre.
And so the ghost as well being not so quiet.
Oh, the ghost is, yes, that's not so quiet. There's a bit of a breeze, quite a breeze outside, and the ghost is in the door in the corner, is reminding us that he's or she is here. I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Gawler Local Court. Darkness. Samuel Bradley, landlord of the Gawler Arms Hotel, was charged on the information of PC Murphy with having no light outside his house on the night of the 19th August. Defendant explained that on the day in question he was absent from home. The gas for the outside lamp passed through the meter, and Mrs. Bradley, in turning the gas off at the main, extinguished the light. The bench inflicted a fine of 20 shillings and 20 shillings costs, remarking that the Act expressly stated that every licensed house should exhibit a light from sundown to sunrise. Well, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either, actually.
So they had to have a light on.
Yeah. No, there were so strict rules regulating what licensed houses couldn't do and what hours they could operate. And they're strictly policed, so.
Well, he got fined 20 shillings and 20 shillings cost because Mrs. Bradley turned the gas off.
20 shillings is a pound, isn't it?
Yes.
So I'm surprised they're saying 20 shillings, not a pound.
Well,
but pound costs seem to be pretty standard for court costs.
Really?
For the time.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot, though. For a business, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So poor Mr. Bradley, his wife, plunging them into darkness.
So 100 years ago, a lady did it. Few travellers have succeeded in travelling by direct route to Oyen, Victoria, owing to the long series of sand hills. Now, Sister Rita has driven unaccompanied from Oyen to Mildura. It is also interesting to note that this splendid performance was achieved in a single-seater Ford car.
Oh!
Less than 100 years ago. Just 100 years ago. Cars were only just in their infancy.
50 years ago, yes, I mentioned Gawler Show, and here we have a little bit item all set for bumper Gawler Show. Thousands of people from local districts and many parts of South Australia are expected to converge on Gawler this Saturday for the annual Gawler Show. Well, that's a story.
Yes, indeed.
One sentence.
Yes.
It's a great institution.
It is, yes.
I haven't been for years, mind you. Should I confess that?
I spent all of the weekend there, both Saturday and Sunday.
No wonder you were tired.
Yes. Yeah. It was exhausting. Yeah. Fun, but exhausting.
Yeah.
So, 25 years ago, 130 million plant to create 300 jobs. Packaging giant Amcor will build a 130 million wine bottle manufacturing plant north of Gawler in the single biggest industrial development in the region this century. The world-class plant will create more than 300 jobs and produce 200 million bottles per year for the Australian wine industry, with annual sales of around 80 million.
Wow.
Oh, someone I know. I don't know who works there.
And the photograph at the bottom relates to that opening.
Yes, it does, yeah. I actually like that. Always looks like a great ship when you're driving along Cheek Avenue and the extension and you look out and it looks like a ship on the horizon.
I can actually see
like
it. You used to be able to see it from home. You could certainly see the lights. So, that I remember that photo being taken, actually. It's Des Shanahan, who was mayor of Light Regional, and Malcolm Buckby at the factory site with a big paddock.
Yes.
Is it still operating?
Yes, I believe so, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. I know there's other big industrial buildings up there. I always look at buildings like that and think, oh, wouldn't that make a beautiful indoor riding arena? Anyway, 10 years ago, local farmers welcome rains. An above average August rainfall has come as a blessing to local farmers who feared a dry growing season. More than 30 millimetres of rain fell across the region in the first few days of August alone, with 56.4 millimetres having fallen so far this month. This is compared to the monthly average of 43 millimetres and the mere 13 millimetres received in August last year. I have to say the rain that we've had this year has been a lot better than previous years, so happy with that. Mm. So that brings an end to this week's Talking Bunyip.
Until next week.
Not a very long one, to not talking Bunyip, looking back through the files of the Bunyip.
They're short stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very short, so.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Until next week, Kate. For all life's life.